Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Rebecca Greenwood. Our co-hosts today are Marisela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and we're so glad to have Rebecca Greenwood back with us today. The author of Glory Warfare, and How to Have Glory and Victory in Warfare. And I think that's very, very important.
Yeah.
And Rebecca Greenwood is the co-founder of the Christian Harvest International, which ministers to the nations through prophetic intercession, spiritual warfare, prayer, and teaching the Word of God. So welcome her back to our program today, Rebecca Greenwood.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so honored to be with you all.
Honored to have you. Yes, it's exciting what God is doing in the midst of such craziness and chaos.
Mondo, the news today and this week has been about the recession.
Yes.
So is it official? What is the word this week?
You know, it's official that the United States has come into a recession. And this is, again, I remind you the last few shows, listen to the vocabulary, listen to the language that they're using, because it is so confusing and deceiving. And one platform, you have President Joe Biden saying this, the U.S. is not in a recession despite two straight quarters of shrinking economy. On the other hand, you have the experts warning that we have entered into a recession because of the second quarters of dropping. The GDP fell 0.9% in the second quarter. You have to understand what's happening here. This is so fascinating, because when you listen to the news, they can be so deceptive. Yet, when you listen to this headline, oh, goody, now we get to have rampant inflation and a housing collapse at the same time. So what you're watching is everything in your grocery store, everything, all the interest rates in your mortgage, all your interest rate in your credit cards, all your interest rates on anything that you have in credit is now going to be twice as high than normal. Everything is going up to the point where we're not going to be able to afford anything in order for everything to come down. There's a pressure. You talked about this. There's a pressure of the ages that we're experiencing right now like never before. And if there was ever a time to have the glory of God in the midst of a warfare,
is to have
the intuition of the Holy Spirit to understand, how do we go about doing business? Mm-hmm. For me, I think about this ministry, because this ministry deals with products. And we do whatever we can to bring you the best products into your home and to get you prepared, equip you physically, spiritually, emotionally, even in your health. We try to do everything we can. But as a ministry, we have to step back and look at, what does that mean for us, right? Because now business as usual is not the same. And if we're seeing a collision of the housing collapse market at the same time as inflation is taking place, and at the very same time we're watching the economy go into a recession, what does that mean for your household? What does that mean for your ministry? What does that mean for your church? What does that mean to be able to continue to give into ministries that are bringing the voice of the prophets into your home? You have to stop and reflect and realign. It made me think of the vision by David Wilkerson warning about this very day. And that's where we are right now. But God, there has to be a glory of God in the midst of this confusion that we're taking place. It's about time that America admits that we are in a recession. I think, I'll be honest with you, when I listen to the commentators and the experts, I think they never thought that America would get to where we are right now.
Because I believe with all my heart, America is really going into a bankruptcy over this Green New Deal. I believe that we're not ready for all electric power. We haven't geared up for it properly. We're not ready for it. We don't have the infrastructure. It is terrible. We're going to freeze this winter because we won't have enough fuel for our furnaces. And they say many of the foreign countries are already trying to figure out what to do to keep from freezing because of the power problem. And we've got plenty of oil.
Yeah,
and I've said this over and over again, and I'm sure people get mad at me because they think I'm being political when I do this. I'm not being political. I just feel like God has given us
liquid gold under our feet. In the United States of America.
All this oil is under our feet. Mm-hmm. We don't have to starve.
We don't have to
freeze. We don't have to not be able to have a great economy. They're talking about war now. They're talking about China and Russia both making war on America. And we're not going to be in any shape to fight a war if we don't have the power and the energy. And, oh, God. Rebecca, do you think it's, I just...
oh, boy.
No, but I mean, it's dumb what's going on.
Yes.
Can you understand? Can you explain dumbness of our leaders?
Oh, boy.
To lead us into... We were a couple years ago, we were the most powerful nation on earth. And now, 2 years later, we're collapsing.
Well, I believe it goes back to what we were even talking about on the first show from Isaiah 60, right? The glory is increasing in us, but darkness is covering the earth and deep darkness the people. And when you have leaders that are lining up with Antichrist beliefs and Antichrist structures, Antichrist spirits, and you have leaders that are embracing and that, let's just say it, where there's not truths, there's lies that are being spoken, then that can become an open door over the nation that where this is occurring in this. Can I say something that I think might encourage us a little bit as well in the midst of this? Because while you're speaking, Pastor Jim, the Lord reminded me about even what Reese Howells and them did during World War II. Mm-hmm. And they had this Antichrist structure rising up through Germany, right? And with the Nazis and killing of the Jews and God's chosen. It's horrible. And the Lord called them to intercession. Yeah. And their prayer, he even came in and announced to his prayer group, the people that were living in his Bible college, prayer has failed us. Only intercession will prevail. And what he meant was that they would start to go into the type of prayer to deal with principalities and powers in the heavenly realms and the heavenly places, like what we read about in Ephesians 6:12. So these intercessors literally came into a place of surrender with the Lord. When you read about it, it says they were so surrendered in that glory and Holy Spirit presence, it was like heaven on earth. At the campus, and they would pray, and for 5 years they gave themselves to intercession. And what the world said was impossible, and that this Nazi regime was going to end up taking over, through their prayers and intercession and their faithfulness, they saw that scheme defeated. To even Winston Churchill himself said, I credit the downfall and the defeat of this Antichrist structure to Reese Howells and his group of intercessors.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's amazing. Time to pray.
It's time to pray.
It's time to
thus glory
the church
warfare.
To arrive.
It's time. Yeah. And then there's in time that we're in. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be darkness. Mm-hmm. But I believe that he's awakening us to such a place of this understanding of glory, of this understanding of intercession. We'll hear him and we'll know, how do we receive those resources? What is the Lord's strategy during this time?
Do you tell us in your book, Glory Warfare, how to have victory over what's going on? I mean, America is going to hell in a handbasket. Yes. If I can put it that way. I mean, it is just coming apart. It's falling apart like never before.
Yes.
And yet, there's no hope without supernatural God.
Right.
Without a supernatural God, there is no hope without him. But we have seen victory after victory in intercession. What we just saw with Roe versus Wade, let's really get real. That's a miracle what we have going on in our nation.
Boy, that stirred up all the demons of hell, though.
It did. And what happened here in Missouri, it's a miracle, right? Your first fruits.
You had something to tell us about Missouri.
I did. I had a prophetic word, and we never got to it. Can I prophesy?
Yes.
And I just hear the Lord saying that he has positioned you here in Missouri for such a time as this, that Missouri is a first fruits of defeating that death structure. Wow. The subtitle to Glory Warfare is how the presence of God empowers you to destroy the works of darkness. Yes. And how the Lord has positioned you here in Missouri, that Missouri is a first fruits of life, and where that power of death has been broken against the next generation. Yes. I hear him saying that he has positioned you all here in Missouri because it is a place of not death, but of life.
Yes.
Wow. And that PTL and this region in Branson, Missouri, and the Jim Baker Show is going to become a glory hub of a way awakening of kingdom strategies for the harvest in this end time that we find ourselves alive in, not only for the U.S., but across the nations. And I hear the Lord saying that you've had to learn how to tap in to see resources come because of how the enemy has pushed back. But he says, watch what I am going to do even miraculously in this resource arena, because within his glory is everything necessary to sustain life and will be the creative ability that will be released from this platform for the body of Christ, the ecclesia in this hour, to know how to thrive in the midst of the harvest and to carry the awakening of revival and awakening of transformation necessary for this day. I hear the Lord saying, you haven't seen anything yet. You have learned to push through warfare resistance. And literally, I see even revival meetings being held on the land that will go out across the nation.
Amen. I believe that.
That will awaken a harvest and that will see a harvest of souls and the miraculous, the signs and the wonders and that creative prophetic place for resources that will be released from this platform for this time. And it's not just older generation, it's across the generations. The Lord says, watch me create a platform that the corrupt structure cannot touch. And so I don't know, but I hear him saying there is creative ideas that have already been coming of creating platforms. And the Lord's going to connect you all with the right innovators and the funders to create the platform that the corrupt structures are not able to penetrate through. And so he says there's going to be dreams that begin to fall on your staff, strategies and creative ideas in the nighttime hours that are going to begin to bubble up. Yes. There's going to be visitations in dreams with strategies. And the Lord says he uses the foolish things to confound the wise, and that he's going to use what he does here to confound the wise who think they know and that they've tried to silence the voice from this place. But the Lord says there is a platform and structure that will come in the days ahead that will be formed from this place that they will not touch.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that word, Lord.
You know, God moved us here to the Ozarks from Florida. We were there in Florida at our Camp Hope. It was a miracle in itself, but they wanted to sell it to build houses on it. And so we had no place to go. And God brought us here to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Here I am in the Ozark Mountains. And, you know, Lori excused me. I brought her to the possum capital of the world one time.
Right.
That was down in Florida. And you got adjusted to that.
Yes.
You know, you lived there. And then she came here, and she said, "Where have you brought me this time?" And we're up here in these mountains and hills, and you can look out over the picture. That's Morningside, yes, sitting out there in the hills of the Ozarks.
Yes.
And yet, there's been reports that supposedly
the Corps of Engineers
and everyone have done research on the safest place in America in times where or times of war, and they said, right here, right here where we are,
it's a refuge,
is the safest place. But God put us here.
Yes, he did. Supernatural.
And we didn't know why we are here. We came here, and for you to prophesy like this is so powerful for me,
mm-hmm,
because we're fighting a battle right now because of what they really came against us and took millions of dollars. And I don't know, you probably don't believe me when I say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
It took millions of dollars from us. Extreme we were in a place where we were about to be debt free.
Yeah.
And instead we ended up several million dollars in debt because they took our money. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 I wanna roll a B-roll about Rebecca. And it's God's authority trumps the devil's power. Can we take a look at this?
Yes.
Satan is not God's equal. Everybody say that. Satan is not God's equal. His evil and darkness are not equal to God's love and goodness, period. But he is a sore, evil, angry, and vengeful loser. He doesn't just lay down. Satan has never, nor will he ever play fair, period. There is no goodness in him, all right? So he will implement schemes. Listen, we've already talked about this, but I'm going to read this scripture, Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, we talked about that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. What does this word schemes mean? It means his craftiness, his wiles, and his strategies. So he has power, Satan does have power, to initiate evil plots. But hear me. We have power and authority always trumps power. And the way Satan gets power is when we sin and we partner with him and we continue to sin, all right? He has power to initiate evil plots, but he only has authority, full authority, when we start to give over to him and we sin and we engage. And he can never have full authority, but he can only have some authority even at that point, when we begin to sin and we begin to fall into repeated sin patterns with him, opening up a door for this dark prince. But hear me, he is never more powerful, never has more authority, period, 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 than the Lord and his kingdom and the Lord's army.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Woo-hoo! I got myself fired up.
Because it's true. It just spoke truth.
It's very true. And the beauty of
that's
it is...
That's from your book.
That is
teachings
from my
right
book.
Out of your book.
Yes. Teaching straight from the book, Glory Warfare.
Exactly.
Yes.
Chapter 4, Strategies for Warfare Revealed.
Yes.
So you lay out a whole chapter here on strategy.
I never finished talking about the bumper stickers.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But I wanted to ask Rebecca... Mm-hmm. By the way, I just liked your outfit there.
That's
color television.
Color television. He's so...
I'm making a new rule that everybody's going to have to wear bright colors on our show.
Get ready, Tammy.
I almost wore that shirt today. I should have. I would have been prophesying.
No. Color television costs a lot of money, so you might as well wear color.
He loves
you all come to the show, wear something bright,
Jeff.
And make me happy. I like the bright color.
Okay.
But I just wanted to ask you.
You too.
You know, people think that I'm involved with politics when I send out bumper stickers, and we got them. You can get 6 of them for, $10? And you can get...
Yes.
And I would like you to put them on all your cars, all your... everything you have, your boats, your cars, your limousines, whatever you own. And I'd like to see millions of these go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see...
Good idea.
I just like you said, the politicians are saying, what is this? What is this? Pump American oil. You're seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And do you believe Christians ought to do something? I mean, we get ashamed, like, shame on you for being involved with politics. But it's shame on us for going into poverty because we don't have oil when we have it under our feet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, part of our dominion mandate is that we steward and we partner with the Lord. And I'm not talking guns and taking over. Yeah. I'm talking about there is personal responsibility inextricably linked with our dominion mandate, which means to manage and steward this creation and the land that God has given us. Yes. And that's we were created to do this. Mm-hmm. And so we are to partner with the Lord. Y'all are smiling at each other. Yeah, did I say something good?
No, yeah, I'm just because I was going to read in Glory Warfare, you mentioned the foundations that believers must establish in order to see victory.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, we talked about this briefly on the first show, but personally, we want to be walking in repentance and not walking in unforgiveness, but forgiveness. We want to be having those glory encounters.
You keep
with
saying
the Lord.
Forgiveness. Is that key?
It's key. If you want to have authority in the spirit realm, we have it because we're saved. But if we want to walk in what's already been appropriated for us, because we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory with victory.
Yeah. How do you forgive the people that want to destroy America? I mean, how do we live in that?
How do we live in that?
Yeah,
we don't allow bitterness and we don't allow hardness of heart to come into our heart. We see things, we discern things. Mm-hmm. We don't excuse truth. We speak truth in love, but we do not harbor unforgiveness and bitterness in our hearts towards people.
Yeah. Right.
From our hearts, we're to forgive, right?
From our hearts, we are to forgive. And so that's a very key for us to have victory. And personally, we've got to deal with strongholds in our lives. And I'm going to even get to how we have victory and engage the enemy at a bigger level as well. But we also have to allow him to increase in us. Mm. You know, I said earlier, we can't tear down what we ourselves are holding up. Yeah. Mm. So we've got to allow the Lord to deal with the giants in our own lives. Yes. Then I love this. We have to allow him to increase in us. What do I mean by that? We've got to guard what's been entrusted to us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we have encounters with him, like what I shared on that on the first show and the things that he's shown us, that is my responsibility to steward that. Catherine Kuhlman, I love to watch Catherine Kuhlman. Yeah. And she says, you know, he just needs yielded vessels.
Yeah.
And so we have to yield to him for him to increase in us, to allow him to do a deeper work in us. We've got to not be lazy. Right, I think we have a tendency to do that. We have to overcome fear.
Yes.
We can't have fear of man. Fear is a snare. It's a trap. Fear of man is like a snare and a bondage. Right. So if we're going to be bold and we're going to pray prayers that are effective, we've got to allow fear to be. Fear has to go. We cannot have any fear.
Amen.
And we have to have boldness of the Lord. And so these are all what I call rules of engagement in order for us to have victory. We got to move beyond wounded warrior status. Mm-hmm. We can't stroke our wounds and lick our wounds. We have to allow the Lord to touch them and to heal them and then for him to empower us in that place of his presence and his glory.
Yeah.
And then we have to know the authority, like what I was just speaking about. I just got myself all fired, right?
That's right.
And so I was teaching myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, because we're believers, you know, it says that all authority has been given.
Yeah.
Not some, but all authority has been given. And so power, we have power because we talked about that within the glory. There's a manifestation of power. Mm-hmm. That's the capacity to do something. Mm-hmm. Authority is the right to do something.
Wow.
And we have that operating in our lives. And so the Lord wants to give us strategies to outwit the enemy so that he does not outwit us. And I'm just going to say this. I think sometimes in the church, we think the enemy is more powerful. He's going to outwit us, that he's already won. No, we have the book. We know who has the victory.
Right.
We already know what's happening in the end. And so we have to appropriate that victory that has been given to us. And this is what I tell people. Mm-hmm. And I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again. We don't fight for victory, but from victory with victory. Yeah. When I encounter Jesus and he tells me, Becca, you go into this city, into this region, in this assignment, in this strategy I've given you, we've researched, we've mapped, we have the prophetic revelation, but we understand how is the enemy taken what is not his? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he's angry and he's acting like an illegal squatter trying to take my inheritance and your inheritance because we are sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. And this land is our inheritance. We were created to steward it with partnership with the Lord. And so I give this visual, and it's real practical.
Okay.
But when, can I say this? Is this okay?
I love it.
All right.
Yeah.
So when my father went to be with Jesus in January 21st, 2008, wonderful man of God, love my dad. I'm a daddy's girl. Love to fish with him. I go watch the Dallas Cowboys with him. Don't stone the prophet. I'm just saying. But, you know, and so I would go to the games with him, and he was such a wonderful, affirming, loving man. And when he stepped into eternity with Jesus, and it came time for the reading of his will, that he had worked so hard, that inheritance, to leave for my mother and my sister and I and our families. And we're there, and that attorney is reading that will, and an illegal squatter comes in that is not a part of the family, has no right to that inheritance, and comes walking in and tries to take what my daddy worked so hard to give me my whole life. If I'm going to let that man do that, y'all see me teaching there. Y'all see me right now. I got some fire on me. So the warrior in Becca Greenwood is going to rise up. I was teaching this one time in Arizona, and one lady said, I'd smack him in the nose. I said, come on, amen. And so we're going to escort this man out. We're going to call the authorities. There is no way he is touching the inheritance that my earthly father left for me. He has no right to it. If we'll do that in the natural, we have to have this mindset in the spirit. We have to have this understanding in spiritual warfare. He is our heavenly Father. Jesus already gained victory. And we are the ones that get to be the blood appropriators when he has given us the assignment to do so, to appropriate the victory that he has already won for us. And so we've got to come out of a captive mindset and a victim mindset into understanding who we are in the kingdom to have victory. And so, and this isn't even just personally, but we can do this over structures. We can do it in businesses. We can do it in cities. We can do it in regions. We've prayed. We saw it happen with Roe versus Wade. There has been 50 years of prayer that has gone up.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because as you're talking, I'm thinking about Chicago. And I'm thinking about all the murders that are taking place in Chicago. And before starting, I saw a news clip about even the gangs are worried about what's happening in Chicago. So when the gangs are worried what's happening in Chicago, you almost have to wake up and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Is it something that, can someone pray for an assignment such as taking an assignment on Chicago and start a prayer just like we did for Roe v. Wade?
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
How do you do that? First of all, we got to train the prayer army. Because a lot of people do not know how to war effectively. We have to identify that prayer army. We have to get them trained. But then what we do is when we get them trained is we've got to engage in these strategies. So here's what we do. We pray. We get in the Lord's presence. We hear him. We hear the strategy. And we say, okay, Lord, now that you've spoken that to us, that this is our assignment for Chicago, then we're going to say, Lord, begin to speak to us prophetically about how the enemy came in and has defiled this land. And he'll begin to prophetically speak to us. Then we research. How did the enemy take what is not his? Was it through broken covenants? Was it through bloodshed? Was it through perversion, corrupt leaders? Mm-hmm. Was it through unrighteous laws? Was it through wars, battles? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it through occult practices? Mm. Was it through killing and gangs? You know, who did they worship? Who did the gangs worship that empower them? What has been worshiped there that has been unrighteous to open a door? Mm-hmm. So we find out all of these things and we combine the prophetic and the anointing of the glory with what we've researched. And we go to the root events in Chicago from the foundational history of violence and crime and bloodshed. And we pray. And sometimes we'll do identificational repentance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we worship. Sometimes the Lord will have us make a prophetic decree and declaration. We break the power of this spirit of death, this antichrist witchcraft spirit off of the land and off of the people. We break corruption. And then we pour back in to that land. We'll do prophetic acts. We'll worship. And then you have to establish a presence. A righteous presence to maintain the victory that we've gotten. Many times in intercession, we'll get this incredible victory, but we don't have the right form of church or apostolic prophetic type of expression in the church established to maintain that victory. Wow. So that was a real short teaching.
Right, but you do have it laid out.
You really have it laid out
in the practical,
so
right here in the book.
So
you talk about forming a team. You talk about research, the history, and also the spiritual mapping. Yes. You talk about form a strategy from the prophetic revelation of the history of the region or gate of influence in which you are praying. Mm-hmm. So you lay this out, intercessor prayer shield, that's great. Seek the Lord for his timing on the assignment.
Timing is so key.
And then you talk about engaging the enemy and win the firefight. I mean, she literally has it laid
out
for you in this book.
Yeah. So you need to order
you know
the book right now.
It's because really powerful.
She's only going to be on the show a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. So you can get a book for $20.
Or three.
And you can get the Lori's deal.
I always say, if you get it for your pastor, if you get it for your family, get it for your friends. But, and I would say youth pastors, Mondo, too. You know, let's help them understand. Yeah. But you can get three for a donation of $55 to the ministry. And I strongly suggest that.
Yeah. You know, the Lord spoke to us. We have a prayer network, Strategic Prayer Apostolic Network, and Cindy has hers. We do RPN. We do a lot together. At a worldwide level, sometimes you know, we do Holy Spirit espionage. I don't know how else to say it. So sometimes we're very covert in what we do, so we don't announce publicly.
Exactly.
But I will say that some of what you have battled, you know, financially, the Lord is speaking to a lot of prayer warriors to pray about those corrupt structures.
Yeah, the corrupt
and structure. Strategies have been coming, and we have seen some measure of breakthrough. So I want to encourage you that there are prayer army, prayer warriors out there that are hearing from heaven and that are engaging effectively to see breakthrough in some of these areas.
Yeah. And
we fully believe we will.
Every battle. That came against us. We won the legal battles. Is that right, Nina?
Yes, absolutely.
Marcella?
We overcame, yes.
But it's about killed her.
It's
and
been a long
us.
Journey.
But
God is good.
We won, but they took millions of dollars from us. And I believe God is going to give us people who will come and help us overcome what the enemy did.
He came in
and stole from us, and we're going to the enemy camp and take back what he took from us.
He's a God of restoration and restitution.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
So, Lord, even now, I pray in agreement that this restitution will come for PTL, that it will come for the Jim Baker Show, that it will come for Morningside. Lord, right now, we thank you that you are a God of restitution.
Yes.
And, Lord, that they won the battles. They've had victory. Mm-hmm. But, Lord, right now, we call on restoration and restitution.
Yes. Yes.
And Lord, in every corrupt structure that has kept a hold of what is rightfully your inheritance and what is rightfully what the Lord has given you, we break that hold of corruption. We break that hold of antichrist structures. We break that hold of control and manipulation on the finances right now. And Lord, we thank you that you are a God of restoration and restitution. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, the song says he took, we're going to take back what he stole from me. Mm-hmm. Is that the way it goes? We're going to take back what he stole from me. You know, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. And I'm just believing God for this. And how did you feel, Rebecca, when you're sitting there in the lawyer's office, I guess, and in this person comes in that wants to take your father's inheritance?
Well, you know, that's actually just like a visual that I give, but it's a vision that the Lord gave me to teach so practically people could understand, you know, and get that visual. But when the Lord gave me that vision and start giving this as a visual, I mean, just even in the vision, this righteous indignation rose up in me, and this warrior fight rose up in me. And, you know, listen, I used to be bound. I used to have fear. I used to have depression. I used to deal with anger. And, you know, and I giggle like that sometimes because the Lord radically set me free and filled me with joy. And when you've had a vision of Jesus standing in front of you and he looks at you himself and says, it is over, it is finished. You understand what is in that word finished and the fullness of authority that comes that. And that's when we get awakened to that. So when I share that example and a vision that the Lord gave me, I'm doing this to stir the prayer army up and the believers up and the intercessors up. We don't just take this lying down.
No.
We rise up. Yeah. Look at the apostles. Look at the disciples. When Paul walked into cities and regions, his presence turned the city upside down for the glory of God. It caused demons to manifest.
That's right.
I mean, it caused principalities and territorial spirits to manifest. Just his presence and teaching the truth. And, you know, so I believe the Lord's raising us up in this time to have moments just like what he had in Philippi, what they had in Ephesus, right? A bought deliverance session causes a revival and awakening because the fear of the Lord hits people when this demon manifests and says, Jesus I know, which is gnosko. I know him. I know him intimately. We forget that this angelic demonic army was a part of heaven in eternity before they got kicked out.
Right.
They knew who Jesus was. And then it says in Paul, I know, which means epistemi, which means I'm acquainted with. I am knowing about him. I am I don't like Paul either, but who are you? And this is what the glory does. When we're in the glory, the demons are saying, Pastor Jim Baker, I know. Becca Greenwood, I know. Mondo, I know. Pastor Lori, I know. See, he knows us. Who are you? And so when we encounter him in the glory, we are awakened in the authority that he has given us to see victory in battle.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
In the chapter titled Weapons to Invade Realms, you write about the sounds of the roar.
I love.
Would you explain that?
When they were in the upper room, and I hope we're doing okay on time.
Yeah,
and so when we're in the upper room, and it says suddenly a sound, like a mighty rushing wind came from heaven. The Lord told me about 6 years ago, pull out your commentary, study the full meaning of those words. And so when this sound, you know, when we receive Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
I have a prayer language.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for it. But it's so much more than even just a prayer language.
Yeah.
Like it was the fire of God and the Holy Spirit going into the deepest part of us
that
could respond to God. And when it says this word sound, it literally means that this sound came in like this roar of this wind that was like this tornado. It wasn't casual. It wasn't like a it was like aggressive. They could hear the sound outside. And it came into them. And this sound means the blast of the trumpet. It means a good report. It means the roar of the waves of the ocean, which I love. Give me white chocolate in the ocean. Jesus is my best friend. All right?
Yes.
But then it says this. It means the roar like the roar of a lion, like the Lion of Judah.
Amen.
And so this sound comes into us when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So we all carry the sound of the Lion of Judah. When it says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Mm-hmm. It literally means that word light doesn't even just mean, ooh, there's a countenance about us. It literally means a striking light or the sound of lightning before the voice of the Lord thunders. Mm-hmm. So we have a sound in us of the roar of the Lion of Judah. We have the lightning strike of the fire and the authority of the Lord to release his voice thunder.
Yes.
And when we understand this sound and the authority that we carry, it causes the enemy and it causes his demons to shrink back in fear and to obey because we know whose we are and who we are. And it's so important for us to understand it. So when Holy Spirit came in, when we're filled with the Spirit, not only do we pray in the Spirit in other languages, but we have the sound of the roar of the Lion of Judah. You know, the sound, the voice of the Lord thunders, right?
Yes.
The voice of the Lord, it causes the trees of Lebanon to shake. I mean, the voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord is powerful. I'm not saying that I'm God, but I am his daughter.
Yeah, and
I sound like him.
Yes.
And I carry his presence.
Amen.
And I carry the Holy Spirit. And he's alive in me. And Jesus, I have an inheritance. I'm a co-heir with Jesus. He's my Savior and my Master, my Teacher, my brother, the lover of my soul. The greatest lovers make the greatest warriors because they have a cause to fight from and to fight for.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You talk about that. In your book, I read it. Yeah, this is so beautiful.
Great. In your book, you share the story of what happened in Spain a few years ago. That is a great example of on-site engagement and seeing glory in the land. Would you tell us what happened there?
We have been going in and out of Spain. It's a nation that we're called to since 2004. Matter of fact, first time I went was with Chuck Pierce, on a team with him in 2003. The Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and said, this is a nation you're called to. You will return to it. So we have been going and partnering with leaders in the land because that's very important. Like if we go into Chicago, we want to partner with leaders in the land. And so we've been partnering with dear friends and who understand this type of prayer. And the city that they live in Kalispada, they have this high place of worship. And it actually, they would dedicate their children when they were born to an idol, and they would and they called her the Virgin of Hope. And they would dedicate their children to her in a healing room by tying yarn around their neck on a little mannequin doll and hanging it there next to that idol. And guess what started happening in that region? Kids, when they would hit the age of 18, would commit suicide.
Wow.
And so they would dedicate their children in this manner. And so we began to go up and pray. And the first time that we went up to pray to this high place, we broke that death over that next generation. And when we did, there has not been a suicide by hanging since then.
Thank you, Lord.
And I came back 3 years later and they said, we have to show you something. This was in a mountain. It was a very healthy mountain and it was in a cave. When we started driving up, the cave was the mountain was crumbling around the cave. They had to put fence up to hold it into place. The Lord told us to break the power of witchcraft and control from that place. And we did. And then what began to happen is people began to get saved. What began to happen is people began to come off of drugs.
Wow.
What began to happen is where people wouldn't get saved, now people are getting saved. Glory moves in the church. So then there was going to be a day when they were going to rededicate this idol.
Yeah.
And from beforehand, when they would be told, you're worshiping too loud, and police would show up and say, quit worshiping Jesus too loud.
Wow.
Now they've got permission to have worship in the city plaza, prophetic worship with 3,000 people.
Mm.
And it was on the day of the rededication day of that idol. Oh, and they had this special wreath they had made. Now, guys, I should have brought a picture, but this really happened. They were literally, it was on an ox-drawn cart that was going up to the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that ox hit the boundary of the city where they were worshiping Jesus and we had done all this prayer, the ox dropped dead.
Ooh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
No rededication that day of that intensity.
Wow. Wow.
Not only that, but the land has been set free.
Mm. Yes.
And so they said, buy property and plant orchards. So they bought property, prayer walked the property. And when they did that, they planted peach and nectarine orchards. Now they've planted avocados, they've planted olives. And so their orchards grew faster in 3 years than those that have been there for 15 to 20 to 25 years. Awesome. They have now started their own company to produce all of these resources. And every time you buy jams, they send this product that they've made that will go to feed starving children in countries where there's systemic poverty. And so salvation has broke out. Yes. They've established two other churches in the nation of Spain. I mean, there is so many things that I could just keep telling you and telling you. When I first went in 2004, you'd preach about Jesus and people were afraid to come up front because their families would deny them if they worship Jesus. Wow. Now you preach the gospel and people rush to the front to get saved. So it's so awesome. Amen. And, you know, there's still so much work to do, but we've seen amazing things. And Cindy had been telling me, I'll say this, then I'll stop, because now you can tell I'm excited.
Yeah, exciting.
But she'd been telling me for years, go in and see the Franco mausoleum shut down. And Franco was one of the ones the Lord spoke to Reese House to pray about, to see that fascist regime shut down. They have been trying, and he had a mausoleum built to himself where they worshiped on his grave every day for over 40 years. And you could feel fear because he would persecute people. And he was, you know, they opened the underground tunnels of the Spanish Inquisition when he was the leader of Spain, and he tortured people at night. Very ruthless fascist leader and dictator. And so after he died, every day without fail, they did this worship in that mausoleum he had built to himself with 30,000 dead people buried around him that he was responsible for their deaths as a death memorial. And you could feel that principality of death and fear come up. And Cindy kept telling me, deal with that, deal with that. But the Holy Spirit, the Lord wouldn't release me. So finally, we went into the Bible College of Wells to 2018 to pray where Reese Howells and them prayed. Mm-hmm. Had a beautiful supernatural encounter that is much like what they describe in the book that occurred with them. And we happened to be there on the exact day it happened to them 82 years earlier. Mm. And we had this encounter that was life-changing. And the Lord told us before that happened, you will go into Spain after you're done praying in Wells, and you will go to Franco's mausoleum and see it shut down. So after that encounter in Wells, we had already planned to go. We go, it's the first place that we prayed at. And when we prayed at the gates, these huge gates outside, we heard them slam in the spirit and the ground shook underneath us. And we're like, something just happened. I came home. I came back a year and a half later to preach at a conference. And my friends told me, they said, we have a surprise for you. After 44 years of trying to get that mausoleum shut down on that international TV the next day, at the gate where we did the prophetic act to shut the worship of that dictator and that fear and that spirit of death, they exhumed his body. They escorted him out of those gates. They flew him off in a helicopter. They buried him at a normal cemetery next to his wife. They shut the doors to the mausoleum, never to be opened again. And the prime minister came on and said, we will no longer glorify a dictator in this
Wow.
That's incredible.
I want to do more of that.
Yeah.
Why not Chicago?
We have to take it back.
Warfare.
Take back.
That is. And so these are the types of things that we see, and it's so exciting.
It is.
I want you to get her book, the whole book. Read it all.
It's so good. Yes. That's right.
Right, Lori?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just sitting here looking, like getting rid of the hindrances mm-hmm. is one chapter. Mm-hmm. So what Becca does is that she explains practically yes. to us, plus, of course, some of these stories that build our faith mm-hmm. to yes. see what God does. And, I mean, this is excellent. The Lord dealing with delay in my life. I mean, you just are practical about it. You're practical about being the wounded warrior. Are we willing to, we've been talking about, live a lifestyle of forgiveness. And I think the key word there is, are we willing?
Are yeah. we willing?
Are we willing to live that willing? Lifestyle?
Yes.
And God's looking at our heart, as we all know.
Our time's going away today, and we really need an outstanding offering to keep this mm-hmm. ministry alive for another day.
Yes.
And gosh, we're asking man. Everyone that would like to do Christmas shopping
yes,
in the middle
that's
of
right.
summer.
Okay.
And I'm not always in favor of that because I have hard enough time dealing with Christmas all by itself.
So true, but this is a great yeah. way for
but
you
this
to
is,
get some. I'm
50% off from our Christmas.
Yeah.
Our Christmas items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a wonderful bargain.
Yeah.
And but it'll help us right now.
That's right.
To pay the bills to stay on the air.
Yeah.
And so I want. Would you hold up that painting there?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites because we call it Prayer Mountain, and it is a special painting by
Thomas Kincaid.
And you have the on the back of it is mm-hmm.
Certificate of Authenticity. This is a beautiful painting. I love it so much. And this is by Thomas Kincaid, and he's more lovingly called the Painter of Light. Mm-hmm. And it has a Certificate of Authenticity on the back and his little hologram sticker
yes.
that you know it's official, you know.
Right.
And I'm a fan of his. I used to go to his place in Charlotte, North Carolina, and his artwork is just amazing.
Okay, so for just $25,
that's right,
Maricela,
$25
wow.
donation to
yeah.
the
and
ministry. Remember, all the offers that we're getting ready to tell you about, they all include shipping and handling as well. And so you're being blessed. We want to send these to you. Those will, mm-hmm. as you order them, they'll go directly to your home
yes.
with the shipping being covered. So we have the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Dad, I want to talk because every gift that we do here, Dad is always, he's so passionate about keep Christ in Christmas. Anytime we're giving gifts, we want to do something that is bringing us back to the heart and the reason why we celebrate, which is our Savior's birth. One of the beautiful items that I love is our nativity scene. Mm-hmm. This is resin.
Yes.
So it's a complete set there. And that
one
right
piece.
There, yes, one piece. Mom, you've taught us about
yeah.
the one piece. That's always been very important. This is our keep Christ in Christmas nativity scene, and this is for a donation of $30 mm-hmm. to the ministry. We love color, so you can see this piece is incorporated with painting.
If you don't have a nativity scene,
yes,
Lori and I have a rule. Every home must
Every
have
home.
At least one
That's
nativity
right.
scene
yes.
at Christmas time. It's
yes.
Christ's birthday.
That's right.
And we want to
yes.
keep Christ
I'm,
in Christmas.
I collect them.
And that really is a beautiful,
yes.
beautiful piece. And it doesn't fall in little pieces. It's
That's
it's
right.
all one piece, mm-hmm. so it's really a nice piece.
Mm-hmm.
And Lori, this is a favorite
we love this
of ours.
One right, and
That's
it's
sweet.
It's Jesus and May, as you can see, Mary, and she's pregnant with baby Jesus, and it's just beautiful. I mean, I love it. I love pulling it out every Christmas, and
mm-hmm.
so that is for $25. Can't believe these prices, you guys. This is great, Maricela.
Yes.
And next to right in front of you, Jim, is the little red truck. Musical, little musical. I'm not sure what it plays, but it plays full of Christmas music. And everybody loves snow globes.
We
every
wish,
time
you,
I
a Merry
we wish
Christmas.
You a Merry
Christmas.
We wish
Christmas.
You a Merry Christmas. And we do. Mm-hmm. Here we are in the
yes.
heat of
and
the
And that's just for a $20 love gift to the ministry. $20. Where can you go and find gifts like
right?
this for your giving during
Amazing.
Our Christmas season? We also have things for kids. We believe in gifting kids items that will help them learn about the reason why we celebrate. This is one of my favorites. We have lots of kids running around the house. And so this is the Nativity Kid Bundle. You'll receive the toy set that comes with it. This is 18 pieces,
mm-hmm.
along with the super book, yes. The First Christmas, The Birth of Jesus. That's a DVD. And the book that goes along with it as well, the storybook that goes along with it. All three items for a donation of $25 to the ministry.
That piece really puts Christ into Christmas
it
for
does.
Kids.
Yes.
Instead of just toys, this
yes.
is the nativity scene where you can teach your children about
yes.
the nativity.
And what do
Amen.
You have over there, Mondo? Guys?
Listen, I have the story of David and Goliath and I was looking at it. It includes the map, and you can set the figurines on the map and reimagine the battle of David and Goliath. This is a 16-piece, and it comes with, of course, the David and Goliath playset, a Giant Adventure Superbook, a Giant Adventure DVD Superbook, all for a donation of $25 to the ministry. We also have the 101 Bible Bedtime Storybook.
Yes.
And this is the bedtime is the perfect time for a Bible story.
Yeah.
All for a donation of $15 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included.
That's great. Beautiful color.
Beautiful
pages.
Book.
It is.
Stories from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Yes. We have the
That's only $15. That is cheap because that is a really
deal.
Quality book.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're using that on our line, isn't it? Yes.
Well, Olivia, just make sure to tune in. Olivia has been doing the PTL Kids, and she's reading from the 101 Bible Bedtime Stories as well. And so this is an amazing interactive. You get to read, and you see the color, and the Bible comes to life where they can understand the Word of God.
And I have the laser cut nativity that says, "Oh, Holy Night" on it. It's absolutely beautiful. If you want to do something that's kind of streamlined, classy, I love it so much. It's gold. It's beautiful. It's a large piece. It's great for the center of your dining table at Christmas time to put a candle and maybe some greenery around it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's also great to put on your fireplace mantle. I love this piece. Yeah. It's only $25.
We need your help, and we need to have every viewer become a monthly partner as well. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already joined, be sure to pray about it and then act upon it and give that $1 a day, which is $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you join it, you get an abundance of materials that every day there'll be something new for you to watch and see on our internet.
You get a lot of exclusive information, a lot of gym preachings. You'll see a lot of sermons that you've never seen before. Me preaching in different places.
Interviews
you'll see
in the green room.
Green room, behind the scenes, access to special offers online. You could become a Jubilee, count me in, Jubilee monthly.
Yes.
Monthly
for $50
offering.
$50 a month.
And that's $50. Or the President's Club is $100 a month. And that gets you all kind. You're actually going to receive one of the PTL Network mugs like these, like
yes,
we drink out of every day.
That's right.
And so much more. So call us today at 1-888-988-1588.
It means really something to be a part of the PTL Club.
Amen.
It really does.
Yes.
And we want to thank you for joining with us. We have to go. We do want to thank our special guest, Rebecca Greenwood,
for being with us today.
We love you, Rebecca.
God bless you. Please call me, 1-888-988-1588, and say, "I'm going to help Jim." Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Becca.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.